Hey guys, Michael Tazzagna here. Welcome to Crypto Life 365, day 34. Please pardon the weird noises in the background. I'm having my 3D printer print something. I am definitely into all kinds of decentralized technologies like file sharing, obviously Bitcoin, peer-to-peer stuff, and open source, and 3D printer is definitely one of those techs. So I've been really involved with that for a while, and definitely like being able to just download any kind of item or device online and print it out at home or make my own, because I do have some engineering and building experience where I've been like building stuff using a 3D printer, and it just made so much things so much easier. But anyway, I was working on accounting stuff today, which is mainly printing a bunch of checks, mailing a bunch of letters, going over a bunch of receipts that are kind of still spread around my floor. But unfortunately, I ended up having a cat that wanted attention that got into my lap, so I have no choice but to sit here, let him nap for a bit, and take the time to record a 365. So I talked about the topic yesterday with regards to Bitcoin being preventing certain people from being able to do some things and possibly leading to economic issues in the future. And lo and behold, there was some recent news that's coming out right now that kind of ties right into that. Specifically, European Union is having more and more issues trying to stay together, and Italy is, along with some others, are starting to falter and possibly break apart. I mentioned the thing about inflation yesterday, how if there's hyperinflation, people could end up getting assets very, very quickly because, say, dollar-denominated loans, it was a fixed interest. If there's a crash in the value of dollars, then all of a sudden you can pay off that loan rather quickly because dollars aren't really worth anything. That's actually this kind of hyperinflation, and that kind of a scenario has been one of the biggest, one of the main reasons that Hitler came to power in World War II Germany. It was the country was having issues with hyperinflation and special interests getting too much money, so they wanted somebody who would be very, very strict on inflating money and not answer to special interests. As a result, decades later down the line, now we have the European Union with the euro. The euro is controlled by Germany's central bank. And in German view, inflation's literally caused Hitler. So Germany is very, very afraid of any kind of inflation and really wants to keep a hold of their currencies. However, the way governments have been working over the last almost century, since Keynes and Keynesian economics entered politics, where governments have started kind of printing money or borrowing money in order to pay for social programs, in order to do things like stimulate the economy. I'm sure you've heard of QE. As more and more money was made accessible to governments through borrowing and printing, governments have been expanding more and more social programs throughout the centuries. So as I'm sure some of you know, right now, U.S. is about $20 trillion in debt and has about $200 trillion of liabilities, uncovered liabilities. And with QE, we have quadrupled the amount of cash in our economy. But we are... USA is an independent country, which is basically it's able to borrow and spend all at once, knowing that the government will just print and borrow more to pay for it. At least that's the idea, that this will go as long as our economy keeps growing faster than we're borrowing, which it's not, but that's beside the point. The problem with the entire issue or the entire setup or structure of the European Union is that it includes all the countries in the EU, including Italy, Greece, and many others. But the central bank is set up and run by or controlled by Germany. So what happened was Greece, if you remember, there was a... Sorry about that. If you remember, there was an economic crash in Greece a couple of years ago. The reason this happened is because countries that got used to spending a lot of money, they... when they were put on in a position where they don't actually have control of that money, such as Greece ended up having to use the euro, they would spend the money but and try to borrow money, but they couldn't actually inflate more money to pay for things that they needed. And as their debt grew, they couldn't just print more money to pay off that debt like US does. So as a result, they literally ran out of money. So they couldn't afford to pay for their social programs. And right now the news that came out is that Italy is having similar issues where they are complaining that they're having to deal with too much austerity. And austerity measures is a term meaning that government is forced to cut down on social spending. So, well, and spending in general. So this is what happened when in 2008 there was a big crash. Governments all had economic issues and Europe as a whole had to have austerity because there was no money to pay for it, which means that they had to cut down on social programs, on some infrastructure, and as a result, and government jobs, and as a result, all that money that other people and businesses were expecting to go into the economy, flow into the economy, never actually did. So a lot of people in that those countries have an issue with austerity because it literally means that I can't get my free social services and other stuff. But what happens with Italy recently, as I mentioned, is that like Greece, they have run out of money for a little while now. They've actually started having mini bank runs and other issues similar to that for about a year and a half at this point. But as they run out of money, they are not able to get more from Germany because, as I mentioned, Germany is afraid of inflation because inflation has caused Hitler. So Germany is not willing to lend them more or to print some money in order to inflate their debt away. So the solution that Italy and some other countries are actually looking at right now is they're thinking that the whole European Union and the euro was a failed experiment because it prevents them from spending as much as they want to. So they're thinking of actually breaking away from the EU and starting up on their own currency again like they used to be. Unfortunately, that's not going to solve their problem because, even if you can print your own money, you run into an issue where you still run out of other people's money. Because when you print money, you're not actually creating wealth. All you're doing is diluting everybody else's wealth and taking some of that from them. And when you lend money, eventually lenders will either see that you are way too deep in debt and not trust you and demand higher interest rates, or if you're using the money printing mechanism to pay off the interest rates, thus causing inflation, lenders will likely ask for a higher interest rate to keep up and beat that inflation, which creates kind of a self-feeding loop, which could cause runaway inflation and runaway interest rates. So the solution is not great. I mean, it's pretty stupid, basically, but that situation where they came up against a wall where they are not able to do what they want anymore, the government is not, because they have no control of the money, and they're looking at possibly another little economic crash in Italy at this point, and their solution is to break off and start using their own money, which will only kind of postpone its inevitable. That's kind of a similar situation to what I talked to last time, which is that the point of Bitcoin is that it will take power of money away from banks and governments and give it to the people. So imagine what would happen in a similar scenario if Bitcoin was already adopted. Let's say Bitcoin was adopted by Italy at this point. Italy would still run into the exact same austerity issues where it is not able to print more Bitcoin, obviously, because nobody controls Bitcoin. And it would not be able to borrow more and more money because it can't print more Bitcoin to pay the debt away, inflate it away. So it would basically be in the exact same situation as Germany, as being part of the EU was Germany, where they have money that they cannot control. However, the big difference is they won't be able to just break off and start their own money. And the reason is that right now, people living in Italy, they use fiat currencies, the euro, which they don't really have much of a preference for because it's slowly inflating and it doesn't really mean much, and it's still being controlled by government and banks. And they will switch to a different currency, which will also be slowly inflating at first, that they also don't have any control over or care about, and it's also controlled by governments and banks. Whereas if they had a currency like Bitcoin, it would be money that they control directly that is actually gaining in value as opposed to inflating away in value. And it's currency that is not restricted by any way to governments or their own nation or by any sort of possibly monetary policies. So, that's probably the biggest one. If Italy decides to pass a different currency, since euro actually depends on, and actually all fiat currencies depend on banks in order to be digital and be transferred back and forth. Like, you can't pay for something in Amazon just by sending cash. You're relying on a bank to send that money from your bank account to Amazon's bank account. You pretty much, because you're relying on this third party, Italy or governments that are hostile to currencies can actually force their banks to stop supporting certain currencies and even tell them to automatically swap from one currency to the other without even your consent. There's no such power or control with Bitcoin. If you have Bitcoin, you have Bitcoin. Nobody can force you to switch, and nobody can stop you from using it either. You're not relying on banks to use it. So, if we were in the future and this happened, and now Italy or any other small country is running out of money, it's not able to afford to continue paying for social services and other government programs, and people were actually, and the whole country was based on a Bitcoin economy. Honestly, I don't think there's anything that they would be able to do at that point with regards to what they're planning right now. Their only option will be to do what would actually be the smart option in any of these cases, which is to actually cut down on government spending and try to balance the budget. Effectively, limit yourself to spending what your economy is actually able to produce instead of borrowing against the future economic growth in hopes that that future economic growth actually happens, and in a way also stealing from future economic growth because you're instead of all that wealth being available later is being brought into today and then has to be repaid for later. So, yeah, anyway, kind of interesting. It was a similar scenario there going on. That's like, imagine if German banks were Bitcoin in this case. What would Italy do? And I guess, I mean, if it was actually Bitcoin, they just would not succeed. So, keep an eye on Europe. Italy was actually my favorite country for the longest time because I lived there as a kid. We lived on the beach. It was we weren't exactly rich. We're were in the middle of immigrating to U.S., but from my perspective as a child living on a beach, playing around outside and by the water and all that, it was awesome. And Italy has that just whole culture of la dolce vita, the sweet life. Everybody's relaxed, everything is great. The weather is great, the food is great, the architecture is great, the arts are great, everything is great. But unfortunately, economic and political issues are starting to kind of screw up the country. And it's unfortunate that, in a way, it may be an example to study, to see what possibly may happen in the future for the rest of the European countries that are coming up against the same problem. And then maybe all countries as a whole as they come against that problem once Bitcoin becomes the equivalent of the German central bank. Anyway, I'm going to have to pet the cat a little bit more, maybe let him sleep and decide whether I have the heart to kick him off my lap eventually. But after that, got to get back to work as I have a whole lot of accounting to do before I head out to Cryptolina in a week. So, till tomorrow, guys. Bye.